And there was also the plating shop. That was in there. I've gone back to number one shop now. There was the plating shop, which was thought of quite interesting in itself. If you wanted anything, you know, silver plated or something, you can do a little job for me. Oh, yeah, it's all right. My father, who was quite a senior man in the company, was taking a group of visitors round one day. And he said, and this is our plating shop. And they were Japanese people, I think, all coming through. And he said, and this is what we do. We have the component, and it's connected by a wire, which carries an electric current from a rod, which carries the current across the thing. And you hang it in, drop it into the solution, and there it all bubbles away and silver plates it. Sort of on the anode and cathode principle. And anyway, he went along and he said, well, a typical component is, and he pulled out one of these. There was a teapot on it. He quickly put the teapot in and tried another one, and luckily it was a gear wheel or something in it. And of course, in the early days, really a little bit before my time, especially when the sleeve valve, which was invented by Bristol Aeroplane Company, and they really hung all their future on the sleeve valve, it had to work, and for a while it didn't work, and it took them quite a lot of development to make it work. But instead of poppet valves going up and down on the top, this was a sleeve that went around the outside of the cylinder, and it turned and went back, and was so configured so that it would allow air into the cylinder, and at the appropriate time, the exhaust gas is out of the cylinder. And used to run 100-hour tests in those days, the test was very important to the engine, Mark. And in the night, if the testing stopped, everybody would turn out because they realised that, well, their livelihood was at stake, and if they were needed, they were there. So there was this huge enthusiasm. It was just wonderful, a wonderful place to be. Wonderful.